Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
Welcome to the Art of Paid Traffic. This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. All right, let's jump into it. Hey, what's up, everyone? This is the Art of Paid Traffic podcast, and I'm Rick Mulready. Welcome to episode number 152. Hope this finds you well. Really appreciate you for giving me your time today. On today's episode, I'm joined by Deacon Hayes from WellKeptWallet.com, and we're going to be talking about how Deacon generates affiliate income by using Facebook ads to amplify helpful content on his website. That's a mouthful, I realize. We're going to dive into all of his strategies. And specifically, we break down a recent campaign where he spent about $8,500 on Facebook ads and he did $21,000 in revenue. Now, one thing I really want you to listen for in today's episode is Deacon's strategy. It's centered on value first, and then he amplifies that value through Facebook ads. And then in turn, on the back end, he makes affiliate revenue. So I asked Deacon to come on today because there's a lot of different ways to, you know, to leverage paid traffic with affiliate income and stuff like that. And there's certainly a lot of scammy and slimy ways out there to do it. And it's really, really important for me and a big part of my brand and what I want to bring you here on the podcast to bring you strategies, I think, from people who are doing it the right way and doing it with good intention first and foremost. So that is what really Deacon is doing here with the strategy that we're going to be talking about here on the podcast. Now, before we do jump into it with Deacon, I'd love to hear from you. I'd like to get your feedback on this podcast. And specifically, I'd like to hear what you'd like to see more of, you know, topics, guests, style of the show, frequency, length, any ideas that you'd like to share with me. I would love to hear them from you. So to share your ideas and feedback with me, you can message me over on Facebook. And the simple link to get over to message me is simply rickmulready.com/messenger. That'll redirect you right to message me and you can share your feedback and message and ideas right there. And when you do message me with your ideas and feedback, I'm going to be picking one person at random to win a 30-minute strategy call with me, a free strategy call with me. We can talk about your Facebook ads, growing your business, online marketing strategy for your business, growing a team, whatever you'd like to talk about. I'm going to be choosing a winner on Friday, September 8th, and then I'll message you to let you know that you have won. So thank you so much in advance for taking a minute to share your feedback and ideas about the podcast here, what you'd like to see more of going forward. I really appreciate it. So without further ado, my friends, let's go hang out with Deacon Hayes. Deacon Hayes, welcome to the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. How's it going, man?
Oh, doing great, Rick. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. So appreciate your patience. We've been trying to work through over the past 20 minutes. I kind of threw a little clink here at the last second about live broadcasting this interview on my Facebook page. And I think we worked it out. It only took about 25 minutes to do it. So I appreciate your patience. Really excited to have you on to the show here because we are going to be talking about how you're using Facebook ads to drive affiliate revenue on your website. And before we started recording this, you dropped this little, this wonderful soundbite that I was not recording to get. And you were telling me that this strategy that we're going to be talking about here today is working extremely well. And you have a buddy who's doing this exact same strategy that we're going to be talking about today, who's doing $40 million. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the number keeps changing, but yeah, it's definitely in the deca millions.
Okay. Not too shabby. Not too shabby.
And well, that's not me personally, but.
No, right. Okay. Well, that's the strategy we're going to be talking about. And I know you're very successful with what we're going to be talking about here today. So before we dive into all that, let's talk about who you are and what type of stuff that you work on and what you're up to.
Yeah, absolutely. So Deacon Hayes, I got two awesome kids, a 6-month-old and a 2.5-year-old. We live in Phoenix, Arizona with my wife, who's a high school teacher, Kim. So yeah, we started a website called Well Kept Wallet to kind of journey our way of getting out of debt. And I had no idea. It was just a blog, right, to kind of share my thoughts, and then started looking at affiliate marketing and courses and things like that. And so really kind of fast forward to where we are today, really leveraging paid traffic and Facebook ads to drive more traffic to the content of our site to help people and add value to their lives, but also make us money. And this strategy has been working really well for us in the past year and just growing exponentially.
So you've only been doing it for the past year. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And so you're using Facebook ads to do this. How long have you been doing Facebook ads at this point?
Since December.
Since December of last year?
Yep.
So, I mean, we're recording this at the very beginning of August. So you've only been doing this now for about 9 months or so, 8 months or so.
Correct.
Awesome. Why did you get into it in the first place? Why did you get into Facebook ads in the first place?
You know, I had all this content. I've had the site since 2010, you know, and I start seeing other people in the personal finance space and they're just crushing it when it comes to making money through their website. I'm like, mm-hmm. What are they doing different than what I'm doing? And found out they're doing, you know, Facebook ads. And so, you know, I know there's a lot of different strategies out there, but the one that specifically really hit home to me was, hey, this guy had really good content on his site and all he was doing was putting the affiliates in there and making it all natural, add value, and then getting the cost per click as low as possible and then just throwing as much money behind it as possible. And so, you know, I was like, in December of last year, I'm like, I'm going to start with $1,000. I'll just start there. Okay. And then every month, I'm just going to increase it as long as my margins are there. And every month, without fail, it's continuing to explode.
So, all right, so you have the site, you've gotten good traffic, you've got a lot of content on it. What kind of traffic were you getting to the site prior to getting ads going for it?
Oh, that's a really good question. I would say we're somewhere around 50,000 visitors a month.
Okay. Like okay, so a decent amount, but not like nothing huge.
Correct.
Like
yeah.
Nothing earth shattering. Okay. So you're getting that traffic. You dove in it with spending, all right, like I'm going to spend $1,000 on Facebook ads. How did you start to learn them at that point?
So actually I hired a coach because I heard the power editor was daunting and, you know, I wanted to use Adespresso and all this different stuff. And I'm like, I'm just going to hire someone that knows what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And so I knew the affiliate side of it. I knew how to get traffic. I knew all that stuff, but I didn't know the mechanics of Facebook. So, so she really helped me work through those mechanics and, you know, how to target different audiences and how to create lookalike audiences, all that stuff. And so it was really having someone that I knew, like I could messenger on Facebook, I could call or whatever, that helped me kind of learn the process quickly. I could have done it on my own, but I'm kind of, I want to go the most efficient way possible.
So right, that was sure. So at this point, did you have the Facebook pixel on your website? Did you know about the Facebook pixel? Were you building those audiences by the time? So this is last December. Were you building audiences at this point?
No, I mean, I had installed it when it first came out. And then yep. I think, you know, an update happened in WordPress and it disappeared. And so we eventually reinstalled it. And now, you know, we're tracking everything that happens on the site.
Got it. Okay. So as of December, so about 8 months ago, you started building your custom audiences, and then you can build your lookalike audiences from those audiences as well. So, okay. So you decide to put about $1,000 in that first month after you've hired a coach and you've kind of gotten your feet wet and learning, you know, about the Power Editor and the setup and everything like that. So what is your strategy at this point? What is that you're like, all right, I want to get traffic over here. I have about $1,000 I'm going to start testing with. And then, you know, we'll see what happens. What's the strategy?
Well, my strategy was to at least make my money back and then some, right? So it's like, if I'm spending $1,000, I want to make at least, like, say, $1,100. But the reality was I was paying for a Facebook coach. So I needed to also get, in addition to that. So I was like, okay, if I can make $2,000 from this $1,000, yeah, that'll cover my costs and then some. And so wouldn't you know, in the first month, I definitely more than doubled my money.
So you all right. I love that. So I think that's a really important point to make sure that people are getting with what you just said. You're like, all right, I'm spending $1,000. I want to make that money back, but I also hired a coach there and I want to make sure that I'm paying for that as well. And so you're like, all right, if I make $2,000, I'm doing pretty well. And so what was the strategy? So you're sending Facebook. So you want to get to the $2,000 range as quickly as you possibly can. What was the strategy at that point? Where are you sending the traffic from Facebook ads? What's your offer? That sort of thing.
Yeah. So initially, like, I was just trying to figure it out. So I created a post on an airplane, actually, where it was 7 ways to improve your finances today. And then I just thought, okay, what are 7 things that people need to do to improve their finances? You know, well, one of them, check their credit so they know that there's no fraudulent activity. They, you know, that they know what debts they owe, that kind of thing. And so I have an affiliate that pays me out for that. Another one was, you know, making money, you know, and it could be driving for Lyft or Uber, right? Those are affiliates that pay. So I just found 7 of those affiliates. And some of them converted and some of them didn't. And it was really a fine tuning process of like, oh wow, I got to get a lot of clicks to convert this one, mm-hmm, versus, hey, I every second click I convert, you know? So, really from the beginning, it was kind of a trial and error process. And now we're definitely more in a, we know what works, we know what the earnings per click is. And we can even go to affiliates now and have a little bit of clout, and with our payout.
So you created that piece of content. You're like, all right, I need to create a piece of content that people are going to want to read. And from that content, that's where you set up the affiliate partnerships or relationships such that when people come to that piece of content, then you're hopefully making money off of that affiliate partnership. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah. And the thing is that's key is it can't look like an ad. That's what's like, it's a paradox, right? It's literally, this is just something very interesting to somebody and they're time wasting and they're thinking, oh wow, I want to improve my finances. I've been waiting to do that. Like click, you know, and then the key is shares, right? So it needs to be shareable. So, you know, using a really good picture, using a really captivating title, something that people want to share, because our goal is to get it the lowest cost per click possible. So we need engagement. But
you're also adding value, right? I mean, really, I want to really make sure that we're talking about that important caveat as far as it's not just you're not just throwing an ad up there or a post on Facebook, sending people from that over to this post that's all about, you know, just to drive affiliate revenue. Yes, that's what your goal is, but it's value based content, right? So this is something that, like you just mentioned, that people want to share, that this is going to be helpful to people. Kind of like, what does that piece of content look? And I think it'd be interesting to when we put the show notes together for this interview to have maybe a link over to that post so that people can check out what you're doing there. So what kind of take me through sort of the setup of that article?
Yeah. So what I wanted to do, like you said, our goal is to help people make money, save money and pay off debt and as many people as possible. So, you know, if we could reach billions of people, that'd be great. So, for us, it's really finding the affiliates that meet that. So in the content, there's 7 different ways and, you know, like I said, one of them checking the credit, one of them is making money, one of them could be paying off debt. So you have student loans is a huge issue right now, $1.3 trillion, right? Well, we can help you save up to $18,000 on your student loans by refinancing with Credible, right? And so like I 100% believe in that. I think it adds value. It saves them a ton of money and helps them pay off their debt faster. So it's like this win-win, just amazing piece of content that, hey, you get to achieve your financial goals. We get to, you know, continue to grow our business. They don't feel like it's clickbait. Like it's actual value added content.
Right. I think that's really important for everybody listening here is that, look, this is, yes, the idea and the goal here, in addition to making money off, like, you know, to the affiliate revenue, to get the affiliate revenue, but it really is about adding value on that front end. And that's what we talk about that a lot here on the podcast. I actually talk about it all the time as far as you've got to be adding value to your target audience on Facebook. However you do that in your, whatever your industry or niche is leading with value, because we know that Facebook is protecting the user experience at all costs. You know, over 2 billion monthly users at this point. Facebook knows that it's making money from the advertisers, but if it's a crappy user experience on Facebook, then people are going to start to leave, and you know that hurts the advertising revenue, obviously. So we got to be leading with value. So that's what you're doing here. Yes, the back end part of that is to create revenue from affiliate offers there, but really you're leading with that value. And I really want to harp on that because I think that's really, really important of what you're doing. So when you're setting that ad up, you mentioned that the cost per click obviously is very important to you. So I'm assuming that you're using traffic as your objective?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. So the goal is to create this post, drive traffic over there, looking at, and then the primary stats you're looking at is what's the cost per click and what is the what's your click through rate. So take me through kind of like how you're setting that ad up. Are you posting it on your Facebook page first to get some engagement and then turning it into an ad? What are you doing there?
So initially, no, we literally just uploaded it fresh to through the Power Editor. Now we'll take engaged posts that naturally get organic Facebook shares, likes, and comments, and we'll load those in. Yep. Initially we did it the first way and it still worked. And you know, I did try Ad Espresso, so I was trying to go outside and do a bunch of variations, but I found that personally I've got better results when I pick the combinations of picture and teaser text and description and all that stuff. So really I go in, load it fresh, and you know, for the teaser text, it's typically something very short and it could be number 3 is the best, or it could be show me the money with a bag of money. You know, I mean, it could be, they're just very short, kind of added value, you know, that get people like interested, like, oh, okay, this is about money, or this is, I want to check out number 3. Mm-hmm. And then the description is usually pretty short as well and not redundant, because I see a lot of people doing redundant title and then description. It's something unique inside the post that kind of captivates them. But yeah, so setting up all manually, you know, that way, and you know, choosing the target audience, which can vary. I'm sure we can go into details on that as well.
Yeah. So yeah, definitely. Before we do that, so with the post that you're creating here, okay. So you're creating it just in Power Editor straight up. You're going in there, creating a new ad, having the image as you just mentioned, and the copy. What does that copy look like? Because I'm assuming that it's you want it to be, you know, the less it feels like an ad, the better. And so what does that copy look like as far as leading with value that they're going to get on when they click on your ad on the article there?
Yeah, I mean, the most important thing is the title that I found. And so, you know, we've done different variations. So let's just take the 7 ways to improve your finances, right? Like that's kind of boring. So 7 extremely easy ways to improve your finances today, right? So it's like not something you have to wait 30 days for. It's actionable. Like right now, if I read this, I can change my life, you know? And they're easy. So it's not going to take you a lot of time, you know? So really thinking about the human psychology behind, if I'm going to click on this, like, I only have a short period of time. And so, especially for me, because I'm trying to convert affiliate commissions, I'm looking for offers that don't take a lot to sign up and things that are really going to add value, but don't take their time as well.
Gotcha. I'm just curious, are you using a call to action button on that?
No.
Okay.
I've seen people do that, but I'm not doing that.
Yeah. No, I was just going to suggest if you are doing that, to maybe test not including that, because again, it brings down that sort of barrier, if you will, if you know, people's guards are immediately up when they see that call to action button. Oh, this is an ad, you know, and that's a different dynamic than if they look at it and say, oh, this is a piece of content. Yeah, I do want to click this. But again, going back to, this is about adding value with the content that you're sending people, to. Mm-hmm. So let's talk, you mentioned before about targeting. So how are you targeting? Now granted, this is going to be different for, or I'm assuming that the targeting is a little bit different for each type of content that you put out there for that you're turning into an ad, or how do you approach that?
It can be. So I think this model is very unique because we target a very broad range of people. You know, I wanted to be very specific, you know, people that like Dave Ramsey, you know, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the challenge is the target audience is so small that the cost per click is too high. And so mm-hmm. for us, we want 10 million people at least to target. So, which is definitely different than people probably that sure. are trying to measure core shows as such, but we get the cost per clicks, you know, we've got them as low as 2 cents, but I'd say we average probably 5 cents a click. Okay. And so, you know, for us, it's finding that audience. We do a lot of lookalike audiences. Mm-hmm. So we'll do lookalike audiences of people that engage with a post on the Facebook page.
Yep.
So we know that these people like our content, they're sharing it. And so those do really well. We do lookalikes of our email list. We do lookalikes of website visitors to certain pages, et cetera.
Got it. Okay, cool. And then so that audience size, interesting that you're getting it that large. Although it's not surprising because the algorithm, that's been sort of the trend. It's been the shift a little bit lately, is that the more data that you can give to the Facebook algorithm, the better when it comes to audience size. I mean, it's always been the more data that you can give to the algorithm, the better, but from a potential audience size reach, that has increased a little bit as far as sort of like your quote unquote target, size that you're trying to, get to. And you've kind of found through testing and stuff like that, that you really want to get that sort of sweet spot, for using that 10 million range. Right. So to get that, I'm assuming that you are layering in, or you're stacking, if you will, the different target audiences within an ad set in order to get to that range, to get to that number.
Well, so typically I just expand the percentage of the lookalike audience, right? So I think it's like,
oh, in the higher percentage.
Yeah. So I think I'm at 5% typically.
Yep.
And so because I've got that broader range, you can just find more people that look like those people.
Got it. Okay, cool. And then when you're doing that, are you excluding, are you also doing like lookalike 1%, that sort of thing you're targeting?
We are, yeah. So we do test different audiences. We do have lookalike 1%. We do exclude well-kept wallet fans at times. It really depends. But as a whole, we're typically doing 5%, 10 million, and lookalike of something.
Got it. Okay. And then you mentioned before, as far as the split testing that you're doing, how many different variations are you testing out to see what works?
I don't know the exact number, but it's probably between each campaign, you know, we might have 10 to 20 different ads running. And it would be different picture, different teaser text.
Yep.
Typically, those are the two variables we change the most. Title we might do every once in a while. But yeah.
So 10 to 20. And so when you set up a campaign, so with this post example, this content that we've been talking about here, like the 7 ways, for example, would that be one campaign that you do? Is that how you break it up? Okay, cool. And then from within that campaign, you're doing 10 to 20 different variations of the ad to see, you know, which one converts the best and which one doesn't.
Yeah. And even some of them are equal. So some of them, you know, like that we have a bunch that are at 5 cents, you know, and then we'll have a bunch that are at 4 cents. And, you know, even the 5 cent ones, I've determined that I want to keep because I'm still making money. And now our goal is, you know, I have a couple of friends that are getting consistently at 3 cents doing a similar strategy. And so now I'm trying to fine tune things to get the cost per click even lower, because then obviously the margins are that much higher.
Are you doing video at all?
No. And I did do video. And the problem was I didn't get any conversions. I got really low cost per views or whatever.
Sure.
But the conversions were just not there.
Got it. Okay. So what kind of revenue are you doing with this?
Yeah. So last month we did 21 grand for just this specific model.
Wow.
I have three different businesses. So, but I isolated it just to this.
Yeah.
And we spent about $8,700 on Facebook ads. So,
so you spent $8,700 to make, you said 21,000?
Right.
Yeah. Not too shabby.
I mean, the idea is, right, if I spent 80,000, would I make 200,000, right? So at some point, I'm just going to continue to scale up and see how narrow those margins get.
Yeah. What do you think's been holding you back from doing that, from scaling?
Not having a clear plan, right? I mean, you know that there's different things out there. You know that there's AdWords, you know that there's Pinterest ads, there's all this stuff and Facebook ads. But it wasn't until I saw somebody do it. I love using the story of Roger Bannister. Are you familiar with that one?
Tell me. I might be.
He's the first guy to...
Four-minute mile.
Yeah. It's like they thought it wasn't humanly possible. You can't run 4 minutes and this guy does it. And then what happens? Hundreds of people run a 4-minute mile, right?
Right.
So it's like I saw a guy that I'd known for about 5 years and that guy is going to do... At the time, I think he was going to do $10 million. And I was like, $10 million? He's 30 years old. Like, that's just nuts, you know? So I just studied that strategy and I was like, okay, that's pretty simple. You know, it's kind of arbitrage. It's like buying traffic at 5 cents and I'm converting it at 10 to 12 cents. Right.
Yeah.
And then just scaling that up. And so now I've got spreadsheets. I've got more spreadsheets in the past 9 months than I've ever had.
Right.
It really is all about tracking. I was listening to Internet Business Mastery and they're talking about how you only improve what you measure, you know? And I was like, that's true. Okay. So what do I need to measure? And I was like, okay, I need to measure the cost per click. I need to measure my earnings. I need to measure my traffic. And then I need to have a formula that says, okay, if I have this much traffic, this is how much money it's going to cost me. And this is how much money it's going to make.
Yeah.
And ever since I did that, my life has just changed because now I can continue to increase the amount that I spend and watch those numbers and make sure everything is consistent.
Are you normally a numbers guy? I mean, yeah, you're in personal finance and stuff, but are you normally a numbers guy? Does this come like second nature to you? Or was this like, ooh, I got to do this. I got to figure out how to do it.
You know, it's interesting. So I've always been decent at math. I don't like the math side of it. I like the business side of it, right? Like I love like the thinking through the process and all that stuff. I'm not a fan of like actually crunching the numbers. So, but that's the beauty of Excel, right? It's like you put in the work one time, you get the formula in there and you're like, okay, now I know how to calculate earnings per click. Now I know how to calculate my margin. Like,
right.
And that stuff, you know, anybody can learn that in a day watching YouTube videos, right?
Sure. So how many campaigns do you generally have running during a month's time period? Like simultaneously, do you just focus on like, all right, look, like this month, I'm going to focus on this one piece of content and I want to amplify this content and I'm going to focus all my budget and effort on this? Or do you have multiple ones going on at the same time?
Yeah, we multiple going at the same time. And I think we have five going on right now that are they're five different pieces of content.
Wait, yep.
Four or five, something like that. And the goal is to continue to add more. So finding new ways to promote content that serve a different need. I tried one thing that was, it worked, but the margins weren't as great where I was actually only promoting one affiliate. So I had a post about, it's a $23 financial decision every new parent needs to make. And so, you know, I targeted new parents and that kind of thing. And it was life insurance, right? It's like, it's $23 a month to make sure that your family's covered. And that was profitable. The margins weren't there. So that's another thing I want to do is kind of look at, is there a way to just have a really good piece of content that's only promoting one call to action, which is this affiliate and making that work. So that's another campaign that we're going to be trying out shortly.
Gotcha. So when you amplify that content, like I want to kind of circle back to this and come full circle with the whole adding value part. So yeah, the end goal here is from an affiliate perspective, but like we're not talking clickbaity stuff. Like this is a pillar piece of content, quote unquote, air quotes here, around this piece of content that you're sending or you have for people and that you are using Facebook ads to amplify that content. And yes, the benefit, in addition to the value is for you guys that you are, you know, hopefully getting, you know, affiliate revenue out of that. In addition, that person is benefiting from the piece of content and from that product or service that you're promoting. I just want to make sure I'm understanding that right.
Yeah, yeah. And the end goal is to help the person, the user of the content or the reader of the content to improve their life in some way, right? So to help them pay off debt, save money, make money. And so after reading the content, their life should be changed for the better, right? They're either putting more money in their pocket, they're saving more money each month, or their debt is getting smaller, you know? And so in our minds, it's like, it's almost like a mission. Like, how can we get more of our content in front of more people to improve more lives, right? Boom. So yeah, it's that is the philosophy. And then obviously the money flows from that. But yeah. It's all about adding value.
I love it. I love it. Really cool stuff, man. I'm really impressed. And you know, I've been hearing about a little bit, from our mutual friends, what you've been up to. And I'm glad we're able to kind of break this down and look at sort of, from both a high level and a micro level of what you're doing with this campaign here. What am I missing? Have we missed anything to talk about that, you know, that you think would be really important to make sure that we touch on?
Yeah, well, so I just want to say not everything is rosy, right? So I've had affiliates that they stopped their affiliate campaign altogether, right? So now you're scrambling to say, oh, well, who do I replace them with right now? Yeah. Or I've had the payout has drastically decreased and you're like, well, is it worth to promote them anymore? Now you have some of those ethical dilemmas, right? You're like, well, okay, I have limited options. Is this company as good as this other company, right? So it's you know, you say the numbers, but it really there are challenges that you face along the way. So it's sure. not like anybody's going to be listening to this and be like, oh, I'm going to start making 20 grand next month. Like,
right.
Really, really research the affiliates, because that's the thing. These people are an extension of you, right? Or of me. And I'm like, I don't want to promote crappy affiliates, right? I want to make sure that these are really good affiliates that are going to take good care of the people once they leave my site. And that's the difference, is my model, people are leaving my site, you know, and so not a lot of lifelong fans necessarily, other than our fan page exponentially has grown. So we have like 30,000, almost 30,000 fans, and we'll have 80,000 by the end of the year just from running Facebook ads. So that is the one way that we get to reconnect with these people and make sure that they kind of become part of our community. So, so I just want to make sure to kind of paint that picture. Like, there are some challenges that I faced, but we've kind of addressed them and have processes along the way to kind of address those.
Yeah. I mean, it's inevitably with this type of thing, with anything that we're doing, especially when it comes to whether it's paid traffic or just running our business in general, we're always going to have these challenges and things that come up along the way. And it's really how we handle it, how we deal with it, how and what we learn from it that will help us moving forward there. So I'm glad we talked about that. Because I think that's really, really important to make sure that we are chatting about in this conversation. It's not like, you know, you didn't start off, you know, 8 months ago, you're all of a sudden making 20 grand a month with this whole thing. You know, you've built up from 8 months ago, you built some momentum, you snowballed your efforts, and then you're putting money back into it. So this is an ongoing process where you're always learning from what you're doing. So, Deacon, I want to make sure. Yeah, go ahead.
There's one more thing. Okay. Here's actually, this is the biggest, if someone's going to do this strategy, you have to know this. There's a cash flow issue with affiliates, right? So, stack up cash, right? So create some sort of emergency fund or something, because most affiliates are like net 30, or some of them will be 60 days out. So,
good point.
You know, if you're spending 9 grand, but you're not going to get that money for 30 to 60 days, you better have 9 grand, you know, to pay off a credit card or whatever. So that's the one thing I just want to make sure I didn't miss.
Yeah, great point. I mean, and that's really, yeah, that's such a great point with any kind of paid ads. And if you are driving, you know, whatever you're using Facebook ads to market, whether it's doing this sort of strategy or not, if you are running to, you know, a lead magnet or doing a webinar, and that, I mean, there still might be that lag time, because Facebook isn't giving you net 30. They're not waiting 30 days before they, you know, charge your credit card with whatever money you've spent on your ads. I mean, it's coming out quickly. So yeah, that's a really, really good point is you got to be able to figure out, okay, how much cash do I need in order to pay off the ads? And then what is that lag time between when I'm running my ads and then when the revenue is coming back in? So good stuff here, Deacon. I want to make sure that people can connect with you and learn more about you and check out the site and everything. Where can people connect with you?
Yeah, best place is wellkeptwallet.com. And then we're also on Facebook, which is just /wellkeptwallet. And would love to connect with anybody. If you have questions, you can ask me through the Well-Kept Wallet page on Facebook or on the site.
Awesome. Dude, thank you so much for joining. Really appreciate it, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. This was a blast.
All right. Hope you got a lot out of this one with Deacon today. If you're enjoying the podcast here and finding value in it, please share it with anybody else that you think might find some value in it. Also, if you've not yet left an honest rating and review for the show over on iTunes, really appreciate you doing that. Only takes a second and it's a big help here for the show. As I mentioned at the top of the show, also, I want to hear from you. I'd love to get your feedback on the podcast here. And specifically, I'd like to hear what you'd like to see more of going forward. You know, what kind of topics, guests, maybe it's a style of the show that you really like, frequency, length, any ideas that you'd like to share with me, I would love to hear from you. So to share your ideas and feedback with me, you can message me over on Facebook. And I've set up a link for you, rickmulready.com/messenger. rickmulready.com/messenger. We'll shoot you right over to Messenger there. And you can chat with me right there. And when you do message me with your ideas and feedback, I'm going to be picking one person at random to win a 30-minute strategy call with me. We can talk about whatever you would like to do during that 30-minute strategy call. Facebook ads, growing your business, whatever you'd like to talk about. So I'm going to be choosing a winner on Friday, September 8th, and I will message you to let you know that you have won. So again, that link is rickmulready.com/messenger. And I'd love to hear your ideas and feedback here for the podcast of what you'd like to see going forward. Now, coming up next week, I'm going to be breaking down my recent course launch for you, specifically focusing on all the problems that we had, especially with our Facebook ads. From a technical standpoint, it was a nightmare of a launch. And when I shared some of these lessons or shared some of these issues and lessons that that I learned from this launch with my own mastermind, they were like, it's so glad. So they were so happy to hear that other people have these types of big issues during launches. So I'm going to be sharing with you what all those problems were that we had. And especially, I'm going to be sharing with you all the great lessons that we learned from it. We had major problems with our Facebook ads smack dab in the middle of the launch. I'll tell you all about it coming up in the next episode. So until then, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in next week's episode.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.